The last shop was narrow and shabby. Peeling old letters over the door read, Ollivanders, makers of fine wands since 382 BC. A single wand lay on a faded purple cushion in the dusty window. A tinkling bell rang somewhere in the depths of the shop as they stepped inside. It was a tiny place, empty except for a single spindly chair that Hagrid sat on to wait. Harry felt strangely, as though he had entered a very strict library. He swallowed a lot of new questions that had just occurred to him and looked instead at the thousands of narrow boxes piled neatly right up to the ceiling. For some reason, the back of his neck prickled. The very dust and silence in here seemed to tingle with some secret magic. "Good afternoon," said a soft voice. Harry jumped. Hagrid must have jumped too, because there was a loud crunching noise and he got quickly off the spindly chair. An old man was standing before them, his wide, pale eyes shining like moons through the gloom of the shop. "Hello," said Harry awkwardly.
"Ah, yes," said the man. "Yes, yes, I thought I'd be seeing you soon. Harry Potter."
It wasn't a question.
"You have your mother's eyes. It seems only yesterday she was in here herself, buying her first wand. 10¼ inches long, swishy, made of willow, nice wand for charm work."
Mr. Ollivander moved closer to Harry. Harry wished he would blink. Those silvery eyes were a bit creepy.
"Your father, on the other hand, favoured a mahogany wand, 11 inches, pliable, a little more power and excellent for transfiguration. Well, I say your father favoured it. It's really the wand that chooses the wizard, of course."
Mr. Ollivander had come so close that he and Harry were almost nose to nose. Harry could see himself reflected in those misty eyes.
"And that's where..."
Mr. Ollivander touched the lightning scar on Harry's forehead with a long white finger.
"I'm sorry to say I sold the wand that did it," he said softly. 13½ inches. You, powerful wand, very powerful, and in the wrong hands. Well, if I'd known what that wand was going out into the world to do..."
He shook his head and then, to Harry's relief, spotted Hagrid.
"Rubeus! Rubeus Hagrid! How nice to see you again! Oak, 16 inches, rather bendy, wasn't it?"
It was, sir, yes," said Hagrid.
"Good one, that one, but I suppose they snapped it in half when you got expelled," said Mr. Ollivander, suddenly stern.
Yes, they did, yes," said Hagrid, shuffling his feet. "I've still got the pieces, though," he added brightly.
"But you don't use them?" said Mr. Ollivander sharply.
"Oh, no, sir," said Hagrid quickly.
Harry noticed he gripped his pink umbrella very tightly as he spoke.
Said Mr. Ollivander, giving Hagrid a piercing look. "Well, now, Mr. Potter, let me see."
He pulled a long tape measure with silver markings out of his pocket.
"Which is your wand arm?"
Well, I'm right-handed," said Harry.
"Hold out your arm, that's it."
He measured Harry from shoulder to finger, then wrist to elbow, shoulder to floor, knee to armpit, and round his head. As he measured, he said,
"Every Ollivander wand has a core of a powerful magical substance, Mr. Potter. We use unicorn hairs, phoenix tail feathers, and the heartstrings of dragons. No two Ollivander wands are the same, just as no two unicorns, dragons or phoenixes are quite the same. And, of course, you will never get such good results with another wizard's wand."